The publishing giant Condé Nast has decided to shut down four of its magazines. It's not that the magazines were a bad read, but the accounting books apparently were a terrible read. Most notable among them is the monthly Gourmet magazine, NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Gourmet magazine is led by the culinary critic Ruth Reichel. It's been filled with recipes and luscious photographs and is beloved by upscale foodies, both creative and finicky, but apparently not enough of them. Its advertising revenues for the first 6 months of the year fell by more than 40% against last year. Elegant Bride, Modern Bride, and Cookie, a lifestyle publication for mothers of young children, are also to be closed after suffering significant revenue losses. Condé Nast also puts out The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, and GQ. It is part of the Newhouse family's media empire. The Newhouses are known for their largesse and pride toward the publications, and many of their editors have themselves become celebrities, such as Vanity Fair's Graydon Carter and the fashion arbiter of Vogue, Anna Wintour, who's inspired a documentary, a novel, and a movie. The recession, therefore, came as a shock to the system at Condé Nast. Most of the magazines that survived were forced to make cuts. Condé Nast hopes to hold on to readers, as it still publishes Bride magazine and the foodie Bon Appetit. The gourmet name will live on through a new television series and the company's successful Epicurious website, which draws 4.5 million unique visitors each month. Not all publishing news is bleak. The smaller rival Savour magazine has seen a rise of nearly 20% in ad sales in the same period. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.